From West Central South Dakota, we say good evening on a blustery mid-December night. We are locked in the Corn Palace, getting set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest 6-4 overall, 2-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have lost two in a row, while the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers are 6-2 overall, 2-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and they handed Midland their first loss in conference play this past weekend, so they are a team on the rise. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from above the floor here at the Corn Palace, the opera seats, if you will. The Dort College Defenders going through their warm-up paces just down and to my left, decked out in their black shorts with white warm-up tops. Dakota Wesleyan has retreated to their locker room for one final session of instructions, and we will be tipping off with basketball in approximately 10 minutes. As we get into this evening's pregame show, we will visit with Coach Craig Steensma about the matchup between Dort College and Dakota Wesleyan. Let's take a break, and we'll be back visiting with the coach right after this.
We believe in the miracle of the virgin birth, in the tiny babe who came to save the earth, in a risen Savior who forgives sins, in a love that knows no end. May the wonder and joy of God's love fill your home. Merry Christmas from CNH Body Repair in Orange City.
Visit with Coach Craig Steensma as the Dort College Defenders get set to play Dakota Wesleyan and Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. Coach, your team coming off a loss to Concordia on Saturday, a tough outing, and let's revisit that one briefly. Not a lot of positives that you could take away from that contest.
No, it wasn't. And when you're on the road and you're playing a good team and they play well and you don't feel like you play well, there's not a lot of positives for us to take from that one. The first half, I think, was really a tale of two things that we didn't do well: rebound and take care of the ball. And those are both, as you know, extremely important. And when you don't do it against a great team on the road, you're not going to have a chance.
Dakota Wesleyan, the opponent this evening, not a great deal of size the way it looks, but a very solid team, evidenced by them handing Midland their first loss of the conference season this past weekend.
Right. They are a very, very solid veteran team, really good shooters. And they run a lot of different sets, and they're really scrappy and really good on the offensive glass. So, they are off to a good start, and they are, just led by seniors that play pretty consistently each night. So, they'll be a handful tonight for us.
How do you defend all those sets?
Well, we worked pretty hard on just simply getting through screens and communicating screens so that we are prepared for, any different set that they're going to throw at us. And I thought we did a really nice job of that and did it with intensity and did it with lots of communication. And, that's really important, because if you have 40 or so different sets, then it's pointless to try to figure out which one they're going to do. You just have to play good defense and maybe switch up your defenses a little bit on that.
Yesterday I saw a young lady with a wrap on her hand, and today a little more, a more permanent wrap, if you will. Jamie Cook playing some of the best basketball of her career at Dort College this first month or so. She's going to be out of action for a while.
Yeah, it hurts. Jamie has been playing great. She's been our leader, and she's been probably our best player some nights, clearly our best player. And, I feel bad for her. She has a broken hand, and you feel horrible for her. But at the same time, she has a great attitude, and she could come back yet this year. And it gives other people a chance, an opportunity to step up. And tonight's going to have to be about stepping up for us.
Let's talk about the here and now then in that regard. What do you do in terms of her minutes? How do you split it up? Is it a wait-and-see type thing? Are you trying some different things tonight? What happens?
Well, we're going to try some different things tonight just because I'm not satisfied with how we've been playing. So we'll be starting Jasmine, and we'll be starting Kim Cruz as a three tonight, and also, playing some different people at the four and the five more minutes. So some of the sophomores that have been playing a little bit will get to play a little bit more probably. And, obviously Jamie plays the four and the five. She plays in and out, very versatile. So we're going to try to have different people fill different spots in different ways for us. But it's all about stepping up tonight and handling different responsibilities.
That's Coach Craig Steensma talking about the matchup tonight, and as we alluded to and talked quite directly about, in fact, the fact that the Door College Defenders will be without one of their leading players. She is Jamie Cook. Jamie Cook out for the here and now, at least. We don't know how long she will be lost, but she will be out for this evening and for the near foreseeable future. The Door College Defenders will be replacing her and going with a little slightly different looking starting lineup. We'll have a look at that in just a moment. First of all, let's talk about Dakota Wesleyan. 7-2 this season, 2-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They won their game with Mount Marty on Saturday. I should say with Midland, to bounce back from a loss to Briar Cliff on November 26th. The Tigers' losses are to Roosevelt, Illinois, and Briar Cliff. They've beaten Midland and Nebraska Wesleyan in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. The Mitchell South Dakota based school is averaging 81.6 points per game and allows 67.9 points per outing. The Tigers are converting 43.8% of their field goals and 33.7% of their three-point tries. Dakota Wesleyan out-rebounds teams 43.6 to 38.1. They've turned the ball over 122 times to 148 times for opponents. The Door College women are 6-4 overall, 2-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Defender ladies are 0-2 since the Thanksgiving break and are 2-2 in their last four outings. Door College has won as many as three games in a row this season. This is the first time they have lost back-to-back games this year. Door College is scoring 74.2 points per game, allows 69.8 points per outing. The Defenders are converting 40.9% of their field goals and 30.1% of their three-point tries. Dort's opponents are making 37% of the field goals they try, and they make 30.7% of the three-point shots that they take. For Dakota Wesleyan, Amanda Hart leads a balanced scoring attack with a 12.4 points per game average. Erica Harold and Kim Johnson each average 12.1 points per game. Harold is 26 of 29 shooting free throws. Kitty Johnson's scoring average is 11.6 points per game, and she takes down 6 rebounds per game. Celeste Beck completes the double-digit scoring with a 10.4 points per game average, and she takes down 5 rebounds per game. Michaela Erickson's scoring average is 6.3, and she's good for 5.8 rebounds. And Kristen Sabers is scoring 8.9 points per game in a reserve role. For the Door College women, Elise Marish tops the Defenders with a 15.5 points per game average to go with 4.2 rebounds per game, and she's making 54.3% of her field goals. Kara Van Dyke is good for 13.1 points per game and 7.5 rebounds per contest. Jamie Cook, who has appeared as a reserve in all 10 games so far, scores 12.2 points per game. She will be unavailable this evening because of a broken hand. Danelle Bone has converted 20 of 58 three-point shots and has an 8.7 points per game average, and Jasmine Skelhaus has averaged 5.7 points per game. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Our national anthem from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. We have given you the leaders for both teams. We will get to the starters in just a moment. Dakota Wesleyan handed Midland its first loss of the GPAC season Saturday, 85-74. Tigers led 41-28 at halftime. Took advantage of 23 of 29 free throw shooting. Wesleyan limited Midland to 24-72 field goal shooting, and rebounding was dead even at 35 apiece. Erickson had 15 points, 9 of 10 on free throws. Hart had 14 points and made 4 of 7 three-point shots. Piper and Katie Johnson had 13 and 12 points, respectively. Sabres had 12 points with 4 rebounds. Dort's women lost an 89-66 decision to Concordia and Seward on Saturday after getting down 49-26 at halftime. Defenders got 20 points from Jamie Cook. She had 8 rebounds with 2 assists. Elise Marish added 8, and Danelle Bone also had 8. The defenders were out-rebounded 47-33 and committed 28 turnovers. Starting lineup for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers, first of all, these are the probable starters. Number 10, Michaela Erickson. She's a 5'9 junior, averaging 6.3 points per game. Taylor Piper is a 5'7 senior, wearing number 12. She's averaging 5.9 points per outing. Amanda Hart wears number 20. She's a 5'8 senior, averaging 12.4 points per game. Number 34 is Kim Johnson, a 5'11 senior, averaging 12.1 points per game. And Katie Johnson wears number 42. She's a 5'8 junior, and she averages 11.6 points per game. For the defenders, they will go with Danelle Bowen, a 5'7 senior, averaging 8.7 points per contest. Number 11, Jasmine Skelhas, a 5'7 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, she is from Pella, Iowa, averaging 5.7 points per game. Number 35 is Kim Cruz. She's averaging 4.5 points per game. She's a 5'7 freshman from Hull, Iowa. Kara Van Dyke is a 6'2 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota. Actually, she calls Leota her hometown. She is averaging 13.1 points per game. And Elise Marish rounds out the starting lineup for the Dort College defenders. She's a 5'11 senior, averaging 15.5 points per game. That is tops on the team. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on this Wednesday evening. A relatively light night of basketball happening in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as we get into finals season on several of the Great Plains Athletic Conference college campuses. Dort College's final week is next week. Dort College is at Dakota Wesleyan tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan is at Concordia. Morningside visits Mount Marty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College controls the opening tap with the basketball is Jasmine Skelhas. Skelhas comes over to Cruz. Cruz gives it left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, looking top of the key to Bone. Bone goes right side over to Skelhas. Skelhas with it on the wing. Skelhas gives it up over to Marish. Marish swings it left side over to Cruz. Cruz right side Van Dyke. She'll let fly with the three. The high archer off the mark, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Hart. Hart with the basketball. She gives it up to Piper. Piper with the ball. Passes right side down to the baseline. Erickson. Erickson shovels it inside and it goes off of the hands and out of bounds for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. And losing it out of bounds was Kim Johnson. So Johnson unable to handle the pass inside. We're still scoreless. We played nearly a minute of action here this evening. With the basketball up front is Skelhas. She'll put up the three off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz outside to Bone. Bone, ball fake. Comes back left corner, Marish. Marish down to the baseline. Marish up strong, shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. Dakota Wesleyan in their gray home jerseys, white numbers trimmed out in blue. Wesleyan across the front of the jersey. Elise Marish with the basketball. She'll pull up, cast up the 17-footer, and she hits it. Elise Marish with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders take the lead at 2-0. 18:50 left to play, first half. With it on the right side, they get it underneath, and wide open on the cut underneath was Michaela Erickson. Erickson with a two-point basket, and we're deadlocked at 2-2. Skelhas in the lane, puts it up, partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Erickson. Erickson with the basketball. Erickson gives it up to Piper. Piper with the basketball at the top of the key. She fires it back outside. Comes back over to Erickson. Erickson gives it up to Piper. Piper with the basketball. Piper gives it up to Johnson. Katie Johnson with the ball. She goes over to Erickson. Erickson goes into the corner to Johnson. They lob it down low. Nothing there. Kick out pass. Comes back out to Piper. Piper with the basketball at the free throw line, driving in. Her runner with 2 seconds on the shot clock. No good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. She gets it ahead to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, skip pass over the top. Comes to Cruz. Cruz looks down low. Nobody's home. Comes back right side. Bone. Bone catches, fires. Three. Good. Danelle Bone with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders own a 5-2 lead. 5-2 our score. Wesleyan basketball. Amanda Hart with it. Amanda Hart goes right side over to Piper. Piper gives it underneath. Return pass to Kim Johnson. Johnson at the top of the key, down to the baseline, and we've got a hip check called on the Dort College defenders, and that's going to be called on Kim Cruz, her first. Team foul number one on the defenders as well. Just underway, we've got a nice start to this evening's contest. Wesleyan with a fresh 30 seconds to work with, driving the lane. Shot is blocked by Marish, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan with the basketball. And the ball inbounded by Wesleyan, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Kim Johnson. Johnson triggers it. Hart picks it up. She's on the right side. She'll pull the trigger from inside the three-point line, and she hits it. She doesn't take many inside the three-point arc. Pretty good shooter, though. Knocks it down from about 12 on the right wing. Dort College leads it 5-4. Bounce pass down low to Marish. Marish, jumper, baseline, good. Elise Marish with the two-point basket. She's got four, and the defender lead is 7-4. Shovel it outside to Kim Johnson. Johnson drives the lane, puts it up with the left hand, no good, but a foul on the play called against Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke has just picked up foul number one. So Dort College sending Johnson to the free throw line for the free throws. First one is on the way, good. Kim Johnson has not drawn a lot of fouls so far this season. She has gone to the free throw line 10 times, now 11, and has made 9 of 11 free throw tries. Second free throw hangs on the rim, won't fall through, and the Dort College defenders have the basketball and a 7-5 lead. With the basketball, right side is Skelhaus. Skelhaus goes over to Danelle Bone. Bone gives it up Cruz. Cruz to Skelhaus, down to the baseline, and we've got a hand check called on Celeste Beck. Back whistled for the personal, her first. Inbounding the basketball, they go right side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Cruz. Cruz swings at Marish. Marish, long two on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Beck. Beck with the basketball. Beck comes up right side over to Hart. Hart with it on the right wing. Hart looking down low, ball deflected out by Van Dyke. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. Van Dyke able to get into the passing lane and taps it away. Inbounding the basketball, Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it across half court. Skelhaus comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Van Dyke picks up her dribble on the right elbow. Comes back outside Skelhaus. She lets fly with a three. Missed it, no good. Rebound long, taken away at the free throw line by Erica Harold. Harold into the contest for the first time at the last break. She gets the return pass out front. Comes back over to Taylor Piper. Piper will set the offense for Wesleyan. They call a set play, one of those several set plays that Coach Craig Steensman talked about in the timeout, or I should say in the pregame interview. And a hold called on the post defense against Kara Van Dyke, and that is not what Dort College needs. Van Dyke has just picked up foul number two. Kara Van Dyke goes for 3 minutes and 57 seconds, picks up her second personal foul, and Dakota Wesleyan attacking down low. Robin Blount, Emily Newman into the contest. The right side is Erickson. Erickson gets it to Piper. Piper with the basketball, drives right side, pull up from 10, good. Taylor Piper with a two-point basket, and we're tied at 7-7. 15:51 left to play in the first half. Pass inside Marish. Marish comes back outside to Bone. Bone, Skelhaus. Skelhaus back over to Bone. Bone, right wing three-pointer. High archer finds the bottom of the bucket. Danelle Bone with her second three-point basket of the day. And the Dort College defenders lead 10-7. Dort College has not trailed so far. We're nearly 5 minutes into the contest. Johnson comes right side, Erickson. Erickson, they dump it down low. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. And Erica Harold will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Foul called on Newman. Newman and Robin Blount checked into the contest at the last break. Pair of players from the Twin Cities. High school teammates. First free throw, no good. by Erica Harold. Another one on the way. Fort College leading 10-7, 6 points by Danelle Bone so far. We'll have a lane violation, and we'll reshoot the free throw. Looked like Elise Marish a little over-eager on getting a jump into the lane. The delayed dead ball, if you will. Skelhas is out, checking in as Jessica Jelsma. A free throw on the way for Erica Harold. Harold's free throw is good. So Harold makes one of two. Keep in mind that missed free throw that she just had earlier. Actually missed two of them, but she got a second chance on the second one. She came into the contest 26 of 29 from the charity stripe. With a basketball right side, they go over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Newman. Newman goes over to Bone. Bone to Blount. Blount looking down low. Jelsma trying to post up. Pass comes right side, Newman. Newman with the basketball, Marish. Marish, deep right side, puts it on the floor. Hard drive to the baseline, cut off. Off the side of the backboard, rebound tapped out. And it's taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma with the left hand, puts it up. Shot no good. And a shot clock violation. North College unable to get the shot up before the 30-second shot clock expires. Wesleyan with the basketball, coming up the floor with it. Left side is Erickson. Erickson drives in, dumps it off. And a travel violation called on Dakota Wesleyan and Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson travels with the basketball before she can get the shot up. Back the other way, North College basketball. Marish, tough shot. Turnaround good from 10. Elise Marish with the two-point basket. She's got six, equaling the team high. But an elbow. Right side pass goes over to Sabers. Sabers lets fly with a three, and Kristen Sabers off of the bench buries it for Dakota Wesleyan. North College trails, I should say leads, 12-11, but the four-point lead cut down to one. Robin Blount with the basketball. Blount passes right side. Bone gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma at the free throw line, and we've got a foul on the play called on Celeste Beck. Celeste Beck whistled for her second personal. Team foul number two on Dakota Wesleyan as well. 6 minutes into this contest. Throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop will be Danelle Bone. Bone gives it up Newman. Newman with the basketball. She passes right side over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Blount. Blount with the basketball. Drives in. Double clutch. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Hulst. Hulst outside, Jelsma. Jelsma shot no good. Rebound taken away by Blount. Blount off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dakota Wesleyan and Katie Johnson. Here comes Johnson. She passes over to Piper. Piper goes down low. Power move in the lane. Shot blocked by Hulst. Rebound taken away by Katie Johnson for Dakota Wesleyan. She comes back outside to Hart. Hart loses it inside. They shovel it inside again. Second post player gets it on the pass, the interior pass, and Katie Johnson with a two-point basket. And Dakota Wesleyan has their first lead of the contest, 13-17 remaining here in the first half. Robin Blount with it, 17 feet from the basket, comes back over to Bone. Bone to Hulst. Hulst gives it up Newman. Newman with a basketball. Newman inside to Hulst. Hulst hot potatoes it over to Robin Blount. Blount puts it up, shot no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Amanda Hart. That's her first. Team foul number three. With 13:01 remaining in this first half. Kara Van Dyke's going to check into the contest. Kim Cruz also checks in. Blount and Newman are out. Kara Van Dyke will be playing with two personals. We'll see how long she can go without picking up her third. Van Dyke looking for the release over the top. Gets it to Bone. Bone on the left wing. Ball fake. Comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz to Jelsma. Jelsma, Bone. Bone catches three. No good. Rebound taken down by Cruz. Cruz out near the three-point line by the time she tracked that down. Jelsma draws the double team. Van Dyke puts up another three. No good. North College settling for the jumper right now from the perimeter. Loose basketball, and now we've got a timeout on the floor. Jump ball was nearly called, but then the Dakota Wesleyan player wrestled it away, and Dakota Wesleyan gets a timeout called to preserve the possession. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. today's broadcast, made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs, on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, bringing it up is Taylor Piper. Piper across half court. Piper passes right side over to Hart. Hart with it on the right wing. Hart picking up her dribble. She dumps it down low. Turnaround on the baseline is up and down for Taylor Piper. Piper with a two-point basket. Dakota Wesleyan extends their lead to 15-12. 15-12 the score. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke goes over to Gelsman. Gelsman on the right wing. She'll fire it from 17. No good. Abby Chapman up after the rebound. Coming away with it, Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Here's Erickson. Erickson with the ball. Erickson dumps it down low. Kick out pass right side on the way. Harold, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Amanda Hart. Hart feeds it out front to Johnson. Johnson looking for the dump down low. Instead, passes back out on the perimeter. Piper has the basketball. Kim Cruz guarding her there. 15-12. Wesleyan in front of Dort College. Pass down low. Ball jarred free by Michael Hulst. Rebound taken away, or the loose ball taken away by Cruz. Cruz to Gelsman. Gelsman feeds the trailer. Van Dyke. Van Dyke pulls up. 17-footer, no good. And the rebound is tipped out and controlled by the defenders. Gelsman will cast up the three. Missed it, no good. And Dort College not hitting their perimeter shots so far tonight. Other than Danelle Bones, two threes. Dort College ice cold from the three-point line. Wesleyan with the basketball. Piper, Piper, jumper in the lane, no good. And we've got a foul called. A pushing foul on the rebound. That's going to go on Erica Harold, and that is her first. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Van Dyke, Gelsma, Cruz, Hulst, and Chapman. Dakota Wesleyan will get their lineup in just a moment. Cruz puts it on the floor. She's got her on the wing out front. Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Abby Chapman feeds it outside to Gelsman. Gelsman back over to Chapman. Chapman on the right wing. Gives it to Cruz. Cruz jump stop on the right elbow. Dump it down low for Hulst. And we've got a hold called against Dakota Wesleyan down low. That's going to go on Erica Harold, I believe. Harold picks up her second personal foul. So it's Harold, Johnson, Celeste back. And as I say that, Harold and Kim Johnson check out, check in. Katie Johnson and Hart. Pass over the top comes to Michael Hulst. Hulst right side over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. She gives it up left side to Hulst. Hulst tries to feed it down low to Van Dyke, and the ball is tipped free by Katie Johnson. Marish back into the contest for the defenders. She replaces Hulst. Dort College will go four along the baseline as they inbound it. Throwing it in is Gelsma. Gelsma to Chapman. Chapman comes right side. They get it to Marish. Marish with 6 points, and that one's off the heel. No good. Rebound middle of the lane. Taken away by Katie Johnson for Dakota Wesleyan, and here come the Tigers. With a basketball out front is Celeste back. Dort College with a player playing with two fouls. Dakota Wesleyan also has a player on the floor with two fouls. Beck and Van Dyke, respectively. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, driving right side is Saber. Saber shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball gets it away. Gelsma. We near the midpoint of the first half. With it on the right side is Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking for the pass out and a turnover taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Celeste back up the floor. She gets the return pass. She's got it on the left wing. Might have traveled with it. Pass goes down low. Kick it outside to Piper. Piper 15 feet from the hoop. Gives it to Beck. Beck inside. And we've got a jump ball called alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. Elise Marish tying up Katie Johnson in the lane on that play. John Garrow making the call from the three-point line on that tie-up. Our officials tonight, Brian Ryken, John Garrow, and Darren Berg. Pass comes left side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, free throw line, pick and roll. They go to Marish. Marish shot, wave it off. Foul came before the shot. Dort College able to execute the pick and roll out front. Marish got the ball, got position as she rolled to the basket, and got fouled on the play by Amanda Hart. So Dakota Wesleyan now has two players with two fouls. Throwing the ball in is Abby Chapman. Gets it into Marish. Marish on the baseline. Kick out back over to Chapman. Chapman right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the wing. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Cruz. Cruz pass over the top, Van Dyke. Van Dyke backing her way in. Has it stripped and taken away by Celeste Beck. Beck with the basketball. Beck with it at the free throw line. Beck comes back over to Hart. Hart will drive in. She passes right side over to Johnson. We've been stuck on 15-12 for quite a while now. Jumper, left side, no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Katie Johnson, and Katie Johnson will go to the free throw line as she's fouled on the putback attempt, and she will shoot two free throws. Wesleyan took their first lead at 13-12 with 13:17 remaining. So we have gone over 4 minutes since that point. In there, there was a two-point basket by Dakota Wesleyan and now a free throw by Katie Johnson. Johnson, a 5'8 junior, her third point of the night. And Wesleyan has opened up a 16-12 lead, and they have scored 8 points in a row. Second free throw is up, rattles it, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. 9:05 remaining in the first half. Skelhaus with the basketball. Skelhaus picks up her dribble. She passes right side over to Chapman. Chapman through the legs dribble. Now passes down low to Van Dyke, and the bounce pass is kicked out of bounds. And they say it was last touched by Kara Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke whistled for the called for the kick out of bounds as it goes off of her leg. She went 4 minutes that rotation and didn't pick up her third foul. She'll check out of the contest. Emily Newman back into the game for the defenders. With it on the right side is Katie Johnson. Johnson feeds it down low. Left-handed shot by Kim Johnson is good. She's got 3 points. Dort College down 17-12. Remember, they were up 12-8. They've given up 9 points in a row. With the basketball right side. I beg your pardon, it's 18-12. They've given up 10 points in a row. Pass left side, Bone. Bone looking down low for Marish. Marish, nothing there. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Newman. Newman, Skelhaus. Skelhaus, three-pointer, got it. Three-point basket by Jasmine Skelhaus. And the Dort College defenders want a timeout. Dort College finally gets off of 12. They were stuck there for a while. They got up 12-8. Dakota Wesleyan scored 10 points in a row. Dort College finally able to get back on the board. They trail it 15-8. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Both teams have used a 30-second timeout. Dort College calls a timeout after hitting a three to cut the gap. Kim Johnson with it on the wing. Johnson with the basketball. Gives it up to Celeste Beck. Celeste Beck back over to Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson goes right side. This is Katie Johnson. Katie back to Kim. Kim with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesley, and they pass it right side back over to Erickson. Erickson shot no good. Rebound corralled by Newman. Newman with the basketball. She gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus goes over to Bone. Bone with the ball. Danelle Bone passes down low. Marish. Marish turned around on the baseline. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson outlet pass over to Taylor Piper. Kim Johnson last season put together about as good a stretch in the G-Pack for any player as I can recall. Foul on the play called on Emily Newman on the loose ball. And for Emily Newman, that is foul number two. Blount checks into the contest for the defenders. Dort College trailing by three. And inbounding the basketball will be Kim Johnson. Johnson over the basketball. She gives it up to Hart. Hart back over to Johnson. Johnson has it swiped at by Marish. Out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan leading by three, 18-15. And throwing the ball in on the sideline will be Amanda Hart. Hart triggers it. Hart puts it up, and Hart, another two-point basket. She does not shoot many inside the three-point line. The vast majority of her shots come from outside the arc. Marish with the basketball. She passes over to Newman. Newman with it. Newman comes back left side. Gives it to Marish. Marish jumper, short jumper, 10-footer, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. They come right side. Three on the way by Beck. Rattles out. No good. Rebound controlled by Newman. Newman with the with the basketball. Pass comes right side. Robin Blount. Dort College needs to cut into the five-point lead. Comes back over to Skelhas. Skelhas out front. Skelhas goes high post. Marish. Marish, 15-footer is good. Elise Marish with 8 points. Dort College trails 20-17. 20-17 our score. Coming into tonight's contest, Amanda Hart had attempted just 18 two-point field goals. Pass comes right side. Baseline jumper is good for Kim Johnson. Johnson with five, and the defenders trail 22-17. 5:45 left to go in this fast-moving first half of basketball. Pass goes over to Newman. Newman with it well out on the floor. She gives it up to Blount. Blount, left wing. And says you face the basket, gives it up front, Bone. Bone to Skelhas. Skelhas with it on the right wing. Skelhas to Robin Blount, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. Brian Ryken calls the foul. That's going to go on Dakota Wesleyan's Kim Johnson, I believe. Johnson picks up her first personal, and Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Van Dyke, Blount, Marish, Skelhas, and Bone on the floor for the defenders. For Wesleyan, it's Piper, Sabres, Amanda Hart. Marish is shooting the 1-1, and that one's off the mark, no good. So Marish misses the front end of the bonus situation. North College unable to score on that trip, and now Dakota Wesleyan can build on their biggest lead of the ballgame. Hart, quick trigger, three-pointer, rattles it in. Three-point basket by Amanda Hart. She's got seven, and the defenders trail 25-17. With the basketball, it comes to Jelsma. Jelsma, right wing, to Marish. Marish looking, gives it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, two players around her, has to go out to the perimeter to get a hold of the basketball. Comes back over to Blount. Blount to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball, gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the wing. Van Dyke picks up her dribble. Looking, comes back over to Marish. Marish puts it up, and we've got a foul on the play called on Dakota Wesleyan. I believe that's going to go on Sabres. It will. And for Sabres, that is foul number one. Team foul number eight on Dakota Wesleyan. And Elise Marish will go back to the free throw line where she is 0 for 1 this evening. Marish, an 83% free throw shooter. Blount is out. Kayla Brookice is in, and we'll see Kayla Brookice for the first time here in the 2013-2014 season after joining the basketball team at the conclusion of the volleyball season. Marish misses the free throw, and the defenders trail by 8, 25-17. With it on the left side is Taylor Piper. Piper with it on the wing. Gives into the corner, three-pointer, off the mark, no good. Rebound long, taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke outlets to Jelsma. Here comes Dort College. Jelsma directing traffic. She goes right side, Brookice. Brookice back over to Jelsma. Jelsma at the top of the key. Jelsma picks up her dribble, comes back over to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma, reverse layup with the right hand, good. Jessica Jelsma with her first 2 points of the day. Dort College trails 25-19. 25-19 our score. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball on the right side. Taylor Piper. Piper with the ball. Piper gives it off left side to Amanda Hart. Hart at the top of the key. Three-pointer just off of dead center was Kim Johnson, and Johnson drills it. She's got 8 points, and the defenders trail 28-19. Dakota Wesleyan opening up their biggest lead of the contest. Kayla Brookice drives in. Shot no good in traffic. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Micah Holst is in the contest. Checking out Elise Marish. Marish playing a few more minutes this evening with the injury to Jamie Cook. Kara Van Dyke playing with two personal fouls. She's out of the contest right now. Hart passes over to Johnson. Johnson up the floor, left side back. Back on the fly. She loops it down low. Shot is no good, but a foul on the play called on Jelsma. Katie Johnson will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. 3:22 left to go in this first half. Dakota Wesleyan up by nine. Dort College needs to regroup. -19 our score. Another free throw on the way. This one's off the mark, no good. By Katie Johnson, that is, and Katie Johnson makes one of two. It's a 29-19 contest. Well, it is Brookice. Brookice with it on the left wing. Brookice comes over to Jelsma. Jelsma looking down low for Hulse. They don't find her. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice well out on the floor. Left wing. Gives it up. Gives it to Hulse. Hulse on the elbow. Back outside Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Back to Brookice. Brookice will put up the three. Blocked. Rebound taken away by Taylor Piper. Piper to Hart. Hart ahead to Johnson. Johnson shot no good. And a foul called on the play. And that's going to be number three on Celeste Beck. Beck picks up her third personal. Dakota Wesleyan, though, has steadily built up a 10-point lead at 29-19. Since Dort College was up 12-8, they've been outscored 21-7. That was at about the 15-minute mark, yes, where Dort College was up 12-8. Micah Hulse shooting a 1-1. Kim Cruz is in. Kayla Brookice is out. So Michael Hulse to shoot the 1-1. Hulse free throw is off the mark, no good. So Hulse misses the front end of the 1-1. Dort College is 0-3 on free throw attempts this evening. All of them coming on the front end of 1-1. Hulse up to that point was 11 of 12 from the free throw line. Now she's 11 of 13. Wesleyan basketball, Dort College shows zone defense. Wesleyan with the basketball, seven to shoot. They come back over to Hart. Hart a long three, missed it, no good. Rebound corralled by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. 2:15 and counting. Dort College needs to get this to single digits before the half. Comes right side over to Bone. Bone to Cruz. Cruz, top of the key, three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Taylor Piper with it. Piper in between the circles, and Coach Craig Steensman says, I need Elise Marish back on the floor, and he sends her back to the scorer's table. Hart with the basketball, 1:55 and counting. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Hart. Hart gives it up, Johnson. Johnson outside to Erickson. Erickson three, missed it, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Marish is in, Van Dyke is out. So Van Dyke will get back on the floor. Van Dyke will check out. She will not pick up her third personal here before the half. And there's a timeout on the floor, charged to Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College with the basketball, 1:38 left to play in the half. Dort College down 29-19. Elise Marish with it on the right elbow. Faces up. Gives a jab step. Shot no good from the right elbow. 15-footer is short. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College has gotten some pretty good shots that don't go down. Erickson gives it up to Sabres. Sabres down low. Shot is up. Count the hoop. And Marish is called for the personal foul. Kate Johnson has just scored the field goal. And she'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Dort College's offense right now stagnating just a bit. It's been a tough stretch here for the last 15 minutes or so. 32-19, Dort College down to Baker's Dozen. Dort College basketball, Jelsma. Jelsma across the timeline. Jessica picks up her dribble, goes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz gives it up Marish. Marish down to the baseline, puts it up with the right hand, good. Elise Marish with 10 first half points. Dort College trails 32-21. Into the front court with the basketball, Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with it, left side over to Piper. Piper gives it up, Erickson. Erickson with the basketball. Erickson gives it into the corner. They dump it down low to the post player. Shot no good, a rebound taken away by Cruz off of the missed shot by Katie Johnson. Dort College up the floor, this is Bone. Bone gives it up, Jelsma. Jelsma out front. And now a hand check is going to be called on Dakota Wesleyan. And that's a player we didn't anticipate seeing this evening. That is Savannah Minder. Minder has appeared in 5 games so far this year. So Minder playing here at the tail end of the first half, and Dort College's free throw shooting woes continue. 0 for 4 now from the free throw line. This is a 2-shot situation for Dakota Wesleyan. Elise Marish checks out of the contest. Michael Holst is back in. 38.5 seconds remaining. Marish also has 2 personal fouls, so she'll get to halftime without picking up her third. Another free throw on the way for Jelsma. Jelsma makes that one. Jelsma makes 1 of 2. She's got 3 points. And the defenders lead 32-22. Skelhas, Blount, Holst, Cruz, and Bowen on the floor for the defenders. Dort College trailing 32-22. They pass it down low. Ball's tipped, taken away by Holst. Holst over to Bowen. Bowen with the basketball. Bowen comes back over to Skelhas. Skelhas, Cruz. Cruz, lob pass down low. Holst. Holst, basket, good. Michael Holst with a 2-point basket. Dort College trails by 8, 32-24, and Wesleyan will hold for the last shot. 8 seconds left. On the left side is Piper. Piper, guarded by Cruz. Drives, right side, 12-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out, and we've got a foul called on the rebound against Robin Blount. We'll have a free throw situation here for Dakota Wesleyan. Michaela Erickson will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot. Foul's going to go on Robin Blount. Blount picks up her first personal, and free throw's on the way for Michaela Erickson. Erickson, free throw is up. Rattles out, no good, and they're going to give her 2 shots. They're going to say she was in the act of shooting on the putback, evidently. Certainly looked like it came on the rebound. Michaela Erickson shooting another free throw. This one's up and good. So she makes 1 of 2, and we go to the locker room. Our score, Dakota Wesleyan 33, Dort College 24. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders trailing at halftime in women's basketball to Dakota Wesleyan, 33-24. Dort College led early in this one. They were up 12-8 before they hit a dry spell. Dakota Wesleyan scored 10 in a row to go up 18-12 after leading trailing 12-8. And Dakota Wesleyan built the lead up to as many as 13 at 32-19. And we stand at 33-24 here at halftime. Dort College led unofficially by Elise Marish with 10 points. Kim Johnson tops Dakota Wesleyan unofficially with 8. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing 33-24 at halftime. And we will get the statistics for you at halftime of today's basketball game here momentarily. And it appears that I do not have live stats up and running at this point, and I haven't been handed a hard copy at this moment as well. 33-24, Dort College trailing by 9 in Women's Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball action. Coming up this weekend, Dort College is at home with the Hastings College Broncos as they wrap up the first semester portion of the Great Plains Athletic Conference schedule. Dort College, 1 week from tomorrow evening, will go to New Ulm, Minnesota to take on Martin Luther in non-conference play to wrap up the pre-Christmas portion of the overall schedule. Being entertained at halftime of tonight's basketball game by a dance troupe, a youth dance group numbering in the 50 to 70 range, I would imagine. Several young ladies on the floor. And I've just been handed the halftime statistics. Here are those numbers. First of all, for Dakota Wesleyan, they are 12 of 28 from the floor, 42.9%, 3 for 9 on threes, 33.3%, 6 of 12 on free throws, for 50%. For Dort College, they're 10 for 31 from the floor, 32.3%, 3 for 12 on three-pointers, 25%, 1 for 5 on free throws, for 20%. Dakota Wesleyan has out-rebounded Dort College 23-20. Turnovers, Dakota Wesleyan 6, Door College has 4. Door College is led by Elise Marish with 10. Danelle Bone has 6. 3 each for Jasmine Skelhaas and Jessica Gelsman, 2 for Micah Holst. For Dakota Wesleyan, they're topped by Kim Johnson with 8. 7 each for Amanda Hart and Katie Johnson. 4 for Taylor Piper, 3 for Michaela Erickson, 3 for Kristen Sabers, and 1 for Erica Harold for their total of 33 points. Katie Johnson has 6 rebounds to lead Dakota Wesleyan. Kim Johnson has 4. For the Door College defenders, Kara Van Dyke has 7 rebounds and 3 rebounds for Kim Cruz. 2 assists by Kim Cruz. Kara Van Dyke, that is, has 1 block shot for Dakota Wesleyan. 2 assists each for Taylor Piper and Amanda Hart. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coming up shortly, we'll have the GPAC report for today. Let's take a break and be back with a GPAC report in just a moment. Tonight's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com and by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Pauline, Renson, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Door College trails to halftime, 33-24, women's college basketball. A couple other halftime scores already in this evening as well. Concordia leads Nebraska Wesleyan 46-32 at halftime, and Morningside all over Mount Marty at halftime 46-20. Ratings look like this by the NAI Top 25 Coaches Poll for Division II basketball. Northwestern is number 2 this week. Concordia is number 7. Midland is number 10. Hastings 16. You've got Morningside up there at number 13. Briarcliff is 19. Dakota Wesleyan is receiving votes. All totaled, 6 Great Plains Athletic Conference teams in the top 20. And another receiving votes. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break and be back with second half play from the Corn Palace right after this. A hard drive to the right side and a bucket by Katie Johnson, and Dakota Wesleyan scores on their first possession of the second half. Dort College trails 33-24. Right side pass to Danelle Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone spots up. She'll put up a 3 and rainbows it in. Danelle Bone with her third 3 today. She's got 9 points. Dort College trails 33-27. 35-27 that should be. And answering back, a 3-pointer by Dakota Wesleyan. And Dakota Wesleyan answers immediately with their 3-point basket. Kim Cruz underneath. Shovels it back outside Marish. Marish tries to tap it out to Bone, and Bone tries to save it in, and Bone has a player fall on the side of her leg as she goes into the back court, and Danelle Bone shaken up on the play. She'll try to walk it off. She was holding her lower leg, and she will try to walk it off. Coach Craig Steensman, now a decision whether he wants to leave her on the floor or not, and he will not. Abby Chapman's going to check into the ballgame. Dakota Wesleyan with a 38-27 lead. So Danelle Bone checking out of the contest. And Dakota Wesleyan has the basketball. And Dort College right now down 2 regulars out of the rotation. They were playing already without Jamie Cook, who's out with a broken hand. And now Danelle Bone walks over to the sideline to talk things over with Dort College trainer Chris Fagerness. Katie Johnson, in the meantime, puts in a short shot, her second of the second half. And Dakota Wesleyan leads it 40-27, and now they've got the rebound off of a missed three-pointer by Chapman. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan out front with the basketball. They pass it left side, gives up to Kim Johnson. into the right wing. Three-pointer is up and good. Dakota Wesleyan hot right now. Michaela Erickson with the three-point basket. Michaela Erickson bottoms out the three. She's got 9 points, six of them here in the second half. And Dakota Wesleyan has opened up a 16-point advantage at 43-27. Timeout charge to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where Values Matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Dort College basketball out front. They pass right side with the basketball is Chapman. Chapman used up her dribble already. She gives it up to Cruz. Dort College right now has to figure out a way to play without Jamie Cook. Cook did so many things for this Dort College basketball team. Handled the ball, worked it into the offense, more of a point forward, if you will. Steal on the other end by Dakota Wesleyan, missed shot by the Tigers, and Amanda Hart. Here comes Dort College down 16 with a basketball. They give it up to Marish. Marish with the basketball. Now Chapman. Chapman with it on the right side. Gives it up to Kim Cruz. Cruz back over to Chapman. Chapman to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball into the lane. Lost it. It's picked up by Chapman. Chapman gives it up. Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz gives it up. Marish. Marish runner in the lane. Forces it up. Shot no good, and she might have got bailed out. Kim Johnson will pick up the personal. Her second. Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Dort College shooting free throws. First free throw by Marish is up and good. Elise Marish with 11 points. And that ends the run of 8 points in a row by the Tigers. It's 43-28. And another free throw coming here for Marish. Marish makes it. It's 43-29. Dort College down 14. 17:35 left to play in this ball game. That's in regulation. Pass comes to Johnson. Johnson with the right hand. Might have traveled with it. Scoop shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the ball. Skelhaus gives it up to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Chapman. Chapman comes back right side over to Cruz. Cruz the runner underneath. Puts it up. Good. Cruz able to get around her player defensively. Celeste Beck gave the ground, and Kim Cruz took it. Dort College trails 43-31. So Dort College trimming a couple of buckets off of that. At one time, 16-point lead. It's now 12. Dakota Wesleyan basketball out front. They give it up to Taylor Piper. Piper jumper off of one dribble to the left is good. Taylor Piper with 6 points. And the defenders trail 45-31. With the basketball, it goes to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball at the top of the key. Gives it up underneath Marish. Marish has it stripped free. Comes up with it. 10 feet from the basket. Now foul called on Kim Johnson. Johnson picks up her third foul trying to defend Elise Marish. And Marish with two free throws to her credit just moments ago will go back to the free throw line. She's got 12 points. So the free throw coming here for Elise Marish. It's up and down. Marish now 3-for-6 from the free throw line. Beg your pardon, 3-for-5. And the defenders trail 45-32. Michael Hulse to the scorer's table. She'll check in. Elise Marish with a free throw. It's up and good. Elise Marish with 2 made free throws. She's got 14 points. And the defenders trail 45-33 on an evening where the Corn Palace is very, very warm. 16:25 remaining. The heat definitely working in the Corn Palace. with the basketball. Right side, it goes over to Celeste Beck. Beck picks up her dribble, and Kara Van Dyke picks up the personal. For Kara, that's number three. So she was able to go through the rest of her regular rotations in terms of the substitution pattern in the first half without picking up her third personal. She picked up her second with about 4 minutes gone in the first half. Kayla Brookhuis gets the outlet pass from Micah Hulst. Brookhuis into the front court. She goes right side, Jelsma. Jelsma to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, Robin Blount. Blount to Brookhuis. Brookhuis left wing, deep. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke driving in with the right hand, puts it up, no good. Rebound tapped out, and it's controlled by Dort College. Down low it goes Hulst. Back outside, Jelsma. Jelsma, Blount. Extra pass right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the right wing, 3 seconds to shoot, 2 seconds. Gets it up just at the buzzer, and a shot clock violation as Kara Van Dyke misses on the jumper from the right baseline. She recognized with about 2 seconds left on the shot clock that she had to fire it up. And Dakota Wesleyan gets the basketball back. Celeste Beck picks up the dribble. She passes over to Katie Johnson. Johnson with it on the elbow. A drive, shot no good by Michaela Erickson. But she's fouled on the play. Robin Blount's going to pick up her second. And Robin Blount fouls Michaela Erickson on the way to the basket. So Erickson will shoot two. First free throw is up and good for Erickson. Erickson with 10 points, averaging 6.3 points per game. Another free throw coming. Shot on the way is up and good for Michaela Erickson. Erickson now with 11 points, and Wesleyan with a comfortable 14-point lead, 47-33. Dort College has to start stringing some defensive stops together, and they've got to start scoring some buckets on the offensive end. 15 minutes remaining in regulation. Kara Van Dyke drills a long two. Kara Van Dyke with her first field goal of the day. Dort College trails 47-35. Down low, shot no good by Wesleyan. Ball's on the floor. It's tipped out long. Wesleyan comes up with it, and Dakota Wesleyan saves it. Comes over to Michaela Erickson. Erickson gives it up to Celeste Beck. Back in between the circles. Gave it off to Taylor Piper. Piper into the corner. Erickson. Erickson three, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookhuis. Brookhuis outlet pass over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma up to Blount. Blount on the run with the left hand, no good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. Coming up the other way is Taylor Piper. Piper drives in, and Kayla Brookhuis commits the foul. Brookhuis, as recently as last Friday, playing volleyball for the Dort College Defenders at the National Volleyball Championship, a loss to Wayland Baptist into their season Friday morning. Speaking of the volleyball team, postseason ratings released earlier today. Dort College number 11 in the final poll. All three Great Plains Athletic Conference teams in the top 11. All three that made the NAI National Championship by virtue of something other than the host bid. Briarcliff also made the postseason championship, but that was by virtue of their hosting the tournament. Celeste Beck saves it in off of Jessica Jelsma out of bounds. Elise Marish will check in. Michael Hulst will check out. 14-11 left to play in the ballgame. Inbounding the basketball, Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan to throw it in. They get it into a wide open Celeste Beck. Beck's shot is good. Celeste Beck with a 2-point basket, and the defenders trail 49-35. Comes back over to Emily Newman. Newman right side to Brookhuis. Brookhuis gives it up to Marish, and Marish is fouled on the play. Elise Marish will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two more free throws. She is 4-for-4 here in the second half. She's got 14 points. So Marish to shoot two. First free throw is up and no good. Another free throw coming for Marish. And she makes one of two, and the defenders fail 49-36. So Marish now with 15 points. Dort College puts a full-court press on. Pass left side, Brookice. Brookice puts it on the floor, driving in. Dumps it off for Newman. Newman shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Emily Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So the free throw's on the way for Newman. Emily Newman shooting two free throws. First one is good by Emily Newman. She's got another one coming. Second free throw by Newman is up, and she rattles that one down as well. So Newman, averaging 1.7 points per game, coming off of the bench tonight, has 2 points, and Wesleyan owns an 11-point lead. Dakota Wesleyan over the basketball. Out front with it is Taylor Piper. Piper back over to Hart. Hart tries to dump it off underneath. Coming up with it underneath is Kristen Sabers. Sabers with five. And the Dort College defenders trail 51-38. With it is Blount. Blount will drive in, stops, kicks it over to Brookice. Brookice lets fly with a three. It's short, no good, and wave off the basket. They say that Blount traveled with the basketball first, and Dakota Wesleyan will have the basketball back. Wesleyan leading by Baker's dozen. Checking into the contest is Katie Johnson. Checking out is Kristen Sabers. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. They pass middle of the floor to Michaela Erickson. Erickson goes right side to Amanda Hart. Shot no good. Inside. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz up the floor. Kim with the basketball. Crosses over. Lost her footing. And now it's loose. And a foul called on the play against Elise Marish. Cruz got in a little too deep and turned it over, and Elise Marish had to try and track it down. Dakota Wesleyan leads 51-38. 12:55 left to go in the ballgame. Pulling up free throw line jumper is good for Amanda Hart. Hart with 9 points, and the defenders trail 51-40. With it out front is Gelsman. Gelsman to Cruz. Cruz gives left wing to Bone. Danelle Bone with the basketball. She dumps it off underneath. With it is Marish, and Marish is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Katie Johnson. That's her first, and Marish will shoot two more free throws. Dort College has two field goals here through the first 7.5 minutes of the second half. They have 7 free throws made. 7 out of 8, now 8 out of 9. And another one on the way for Elise Marish. Marish with 16 points tonight, leading all scorers, I should say. Second free throw by Marish is good, and we have a Dort College defender timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College called a timeout. Dort College trailing 53-40. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. 12:31 left to go in regulation. Dort College trailing. Dakota Wesleyan over the basketball. They get it inbounded after the timeout, and Jessica Gelsma is going to be called for a foul on the inbounds play. It has been an uphill battle throughout tonight for the Dort College defenders. That is team foul number 5 on the defenders. Both teams with 5 fouls so far. Kim Cruz back into the game for the defenders. And a foul on the perimeter called against Kim Cruz, as she works against Amanda Hart. Kim Cruz picks up her second personal. 12:21 left to go in the ball game. Throwing the ball in will be Amanda Hart. Hart gives it in to Celeste back. Back with the basketball, comes back over to Hart. Hart, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke outlets over to Gelsman. Gelsman with the basketball, at two, cuts it to 11. A three gets them as close as they've been in a while. Dort College down 13 with the basketball. Gelsman directing traffic. Nobody's catching on the way it appears. Pass goes right elbow to Marish. Marish forces it up in traffic. No good. Trying to draw the contact. And Katie Johnson that time held her ground. No foul call. And here's Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. Celeste Beck running the point in between the circles for Dakota Wesleyan, guarded there by Kim Cruz. With it on the right side, they dump it down underneath. And a shot, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. Could have been a foul. Could have been a travel. As it is, Brian Ryken elects to let the play run out. And the ball ends up out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College has the ball back. Bringing the basketball up is Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus in between the circles. She goes right side over to Bone. Danelle Bone with it on the right wing. Down to the baseline. Cut off. Gives it up Marish. Marish, jumper. Baseline good. Elise Marish has picked up some of the offensive slack. Dort College trails 53-42. With it left side, they give it up to Celeste Beck. Beck goes back over to Harold. Harold driving in. Shot is up. Count the hoop and a foul on the play. Michaela Erickson gets the two-point basket to go. And she'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Dort College trailing by Baker's dozen, 55-42. And Dakota Wesleyan will send Michaela Erickson to the free throw line. Erickson now with 10 second half points, 13 for the ball game. Spins it, eyes it, and drops it straight through. She is 4-for-5 from the free throw line, and Wesleyan leads at 56-42. Right side of the basketball is Danelle Bone. Bone drops it in to Vermarish. Marish trying to cross over down to the baseline, and she's double-teamed, and there's a foul on the play. Not sure who's going to get called for the personal. If it was the player that came down on the help defense, and no, it will go on the post player, actually. I believe Kim Johnson. No, they gave it to Piper. Beg your pardon. Piper does pick up the personal. It's her first. 10:57 left to go in the game. Van Dyke with the basketball on the left side. She's got a wrap on her left leg now. Gets around her defensive player. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Kara Van Dyke with 4 points. Dort College trails 56-44. Driving back the other way. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball down low. And coming away with a putback basket is Kristen Sabers. Sabers with 7. And the Dort College defenders trail 58-44. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota Wesleyan. Back with more after this. 10:40 remaining in this third in this ball game, I should say. There I go, reverting back to the old high school days, referring to it as a quarter. Second half of play, Dort College down 14 with the basketball. Van Dyke. Van Dyke's pass is tipped and taken away by Taylor Piper. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball out front. Taylor Piper in between the circles, backs it up to the center jump circle. Jasmine Skelhaus guards her. Pass goes right side over to Erickson. Erickson with the basketball. Erickson gives it up underneath. Kick out pass, 17-footer, and dropping it in is Kristen Sabers. She very quietly has put together a 9-point night. And the defenders trail 60 that is, to 44. Midpoint, second half. Kim Cruz gets around her player. Shot no good. Rebound, and the right-handed layup not good. Rebound controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. They give it inside Johnson. Johnson back outside Sabers. Another shot. This one's a three. Kristen Sabers with her second three today. She's got 12 points. And just like that, the lead is 19 at 63-44. With the basketball on the right side is Bone. Bone gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Cruz. Cruz drops it inside Marish. Marish shakes right, goes left, puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan into the front court, Piper. Piper with the basketball. Piper shovels it off. Back over to Hart. Hart gets the return pass. Backdoor cut. Help defense. Skelhaus steps in the way and knocks it away from Michaela Erickson. Here comes Kim Cruz with the basketball. Gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke corrals it. Back over to Cruz. Cruz, three. No good. Rebound taken down by Bone. Bone with it on the baseline. Bone pinned. Gets it away to Cruz. Cruz to Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is knocked to the floor by Taylor Piper. Piper picks up her second personal foul. Dort College will be shooting 1-1 with Kara Van Dyke. Dort College down 63-44. Wesleyan has outscored Dort College 30-20 to open up the second half. We're now 11 minutes and 4 seconds into the second half. Free throw by Van Dyke is good. So Kara Van Dyke with 5 points. She's got another one coming. Second free throw for Van Dyke. Off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. So Wesleyan limiting Dort College. 1 point on that possession. And the Tigers come back the other way. Piper. Piper gives it up over to Beck. Beck with the basketball. Gives it up Hart. Hart, middle of the lane. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound taken away by Kayla Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Bone. Bone back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Brookice. Brookice with it on the left wing. Gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke, shot, baseline, good. Kara Van Dyke with 7 points. Dort College trails 63-47. A 16-point advantage for Dakota Wesleyan. Hart passes right side. Gives it up to Katie Johnson. Johnson gives it up to Piper. Piper with the basketball to Beck. Beck looking for a screen. She gets one. She passes back right side. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. Piper. Piper in between the circles. 9 to shoot. Shakes left. Goes right. Shot up. Good. Taylor Piper with a 2-point basket. She's got 8. And the defenders trail 65-47. Right side is Bone. Van Dyke swings it left side. Brookice well beyond the 3-point line. Comes back over to Micah Holst. Holst to Skelhaus. Skelhaus 3 off the back iron. No good. And Brookice reaches in, tries to swipe it away, and Katie Johnson maintains possession of it. Coming up with the basketball, Dakota Wesleyan and Taylor Piper. Piper passes over to Katie Johnson. Johnson with the ball. Johnson back outside. It goes to Erica Harold. Harold to Hart. Hart on the pick and roll to Harold. Harold shot blocked by Hulse, but they're picking it up and putting it down is Katie Johnson. Johnson with a dozen. North College trailing 67-47. Kara Van Dyke out front. Gives it underneath to Michael Holst. Holst layup with the right hand. Good. Michael Holst with a 2-point basket. She's got 4 points. And the defenders trail 67-49. Driving back the other way, Van Dyke. Ball's down on the floor. Jump ball, alternating possession. This time it'll belong to North College. On the floor for the defenders, it'll be Marish, Brookice, Jelsma, Holst, and Bone. Dort College will walk the ball up, trailing by 18. With it on the right side, Bone. Bone gives it up to Marish. Marish out front, Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball, back over to Bone. Bone, jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice tracks it down. North College down by 18. Bone with it. Right side back over to Jelsma. Jelsma, free throw line jumper, has it blocked. Saved in by Marish. Holst got a hand on it. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Kim Johnson to throw the ball in. Johnson gets it into Piper. Piper with the basketball. Piper passes left side to Celeste Beck. Beck shot no good. Rebound corralled by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Bone. Bone on the right elbow. Back over to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Comes to Jelsma. Jelsma to Marish. Marish gives it up. Holst. Holst back over to Bone. Bone three. No good. Rebound taken away though by Jelsma. Jelsma put back. Good. She's got 5. 67-51, our score. 5:30 remaining in this ballgame. Dakota Wesleyan in the driver's seat. Taylor Piper with the basketball near midcourt. And a timeout on the floor, charged to Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It's Dakota Wesleyan 67, Dort College 51. The defenders trailing by 16. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC on the community and by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Gernewig is a broker. Wesleyan turns it over. Dort College gets the ball back. They'll inbound. Bringing it up is Skelhaus. Skelhaus goes over to Cruz. Kim Cruz with it on the left baseline. Cruz tries to feed it down low, and it's tipped out of bounds by Kristen Sabers. Dort College with the basketball. Throwing it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop is Kim Cruz. Cruz passes it in, gets it in to Van Dyke. Van Dyke hesitation with the right hand. Her shot is good. She's got nine. Dort College trails 67-53. Bringing the basketball up right side, Dakota Wesleyan, Celeste back. Wesleyan came into the ballgame averaging 81.6 points per game. They're going to be right at that average by the time all is said and done. Driving in the other way after the steal is Skelhaus. Skelhaus stripped on the way up by Michaela Erickson. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College down 14. Need two or three stops in a row, and you need to score on the other end. Throwing the ball in will be Cruz. Cruz gets it into Blount. Blount back over to Cruz. Cruz in traffic off the rim. No good. Rebound corralled by Sabres. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan up and running with it. Celeste Beck. Beck with the basketball. Passes right side to Hart. Hart three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out. Controlled by Johnson. Comes back over to Beck. Beck with the basketball to Piper. Taylor Piper with the basketball. Piper to Beck. Back over to Piper. Piper on the left wing, guarded there by Robin Blount. Beck with the basketball. Comes over to Hart. Hart down to the baseline. Pull up from 12, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Skelhaus. Skelhaus looking up the floor. Skelhaus looking. Comes back over to Blount. Blount, lob pass down low intended for Marish. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Danelle Bones going to check back into the game. Checking out of the contest will be Robin Blount. And inbounding the basketball will be Kim Johnson. Johnson gives it to Piper. Piper will bring it up. And Piper throws it away. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesley, and it's Dort College basketball. 3:50 left to go in the game. Jasmine Skelhaus with it out front. She passes left side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz on the wing. Cruz picks up her dribble. Gives it underneath for Van Dyke, and Van Dyke can't reach it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. 3:36 remaining in the game. Walking the ball up will be Piper. She gives it up. Now gets the return pass. Piper with the basketball near the center jump circle. Goes over to Katie Johnson. Johnson to back, and a reach-in foul called on Kim Cruz. Cruz has just picked up foul number three. Celeste Beck will go to the free throw line to shoot two. I beg your pardon, a 1-1 here for Celeste Beck. That's foul number eight on the defenders. On the floor for the defenders, Van Dyke, Marish, Bone, Cruz, and Skelhaus. Free throw by Beck is up and good. Celeste Beck with 3 points, averaging 10.4 points per game. Makes it 68-53. And her second free throw is good as well, 69-53. Beck with 4 points. Dort College down 16, women's basketball, 69-53. Bringing the basketball up will be Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus comes right side, gets the return pass over to Kim Cruz. Cruz, left side, back to Skelhaus. Skelhaus trying to penetrate. Unable to get the foul call, kick it out. Bone, three, left it short, no good. Dort College not shooting the perimeter shot very well tonight. Bringing it up is Piper. Piper with the basketball. Piper, middle of the floor to Hart. Hart, left side. They give it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play, and Kara Van Dyke hits the floor. Katie Johnson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. That foul actually went on Kim Cruz and is her fourth. Katie Johnson to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She's got 12 points. And she rattles the first one in. She's got another one coming. 13 points for Katie Johnson. Dort College trailing 70-53. And this one's off the mark, no good. 17-point advantage for Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College coming back the other way. Goes over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up to Skelhaas. Skelhaas in traffic. Shot blocked. Rebound taken away by Katie Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. She gives it up to Taylor Piper. Piper in between the circles. Piper working against Skelhaas. And a hand check called on Jasmine Skelhaas. Free throws on the way for Taylor Piper. This will be double bonus time now for Dakota Wesleyan. Leads 70-53. And looking to build on the lead. Jessica Jelsma waiting to check in. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Taylor Piper makes the first free throw. She's got 9. Dakota Wesleyan has now scored 38 points here in the second half. And they're stuck there as the second free throw is off the mark by Katie Johnson. Johnson with 13. Three-pointer by Kayla Burkeis, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball, Taylor Piper. Piper on the right side. Taylor Piper at the center jump circle. Piper picks up her dribble. She goes left side, Erickson. Erickson gives it off right side, Hart. Hart, three, good. Amanda Hart with 12 points. Dakota Wesleyan came in very balanced, and they have been very balanced this afternoon, or this evening, I should say. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dakota Wesleyan. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Dort College Basketball after the timeout. Elise Marish with a jumper from the left baseline. She misses the jumper and commits a foul on the ensuing rebound. And free throws on the way for Katie Johnson. For Dakota Wesleyan, I talked about their balance in the pregame show. They had five players averaging between 10.4 and 12.4 points per game. Tonight they have four players in double figures. One of them, Katie Johnson. Johnson with 14 points now as she makes the first free throw. Michaela Erickson also has 14. Amanda Hart has 12. And Kristen Sabers has 12 for Dort College. Elise Marish leads the way with 19. Five new players in for Dakota Wesleyan if Katie Johnson can make this free throw. And she does so. Katie Johnson with 16 points. And Dakota Wesleyan sends in a new platoon of players. Dort College trailing 76-53. 76-53, our score. Bringing the basketball up is Jelsma. Jelsma, Brookice. Brookice right side, it goes Van Dyke. Van Dyke three, no good. Rebound taken down by Brookice. Brookice cross court pass, Bone. Bone ball fake to the left elbow, comes back over to Brookice. She'll set and fire a three, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma tries to save it in, and the Dort College defenders get it over to Bone. 1:12 remaining. Down to the baseline, Jelsma. Jelsma two, Marish. Marish 2-point basket, good. She's got 21. And the defenders trail 76-55, pending the free throw by Elise Marish. So five new players checking in for the defenders as well. 109 remaining in regulation. Checking into the contest for the defenders will be Angbers, Chapman, Newman, and Cruz. Marish, if she makes the free throw, will check out. And will give way to Shady Yeager. So Marish checks out of the contest. Marish with 22. A team high 22. Danelle Bone and Kara Van Dyke each have 9. Wesleyan on the other end. Missed shot by Lexi Jo Denneke. Dort College back the other way, and Dort College loses it out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan's going to improve to 8-2, 3-1 in the conference. Dort College is going to slip to 6-5 and 2-4, and Dort College will lose their third game in a row, all of them in conference play. Three-point basket is up and good for Lexi Jo Denneke. Denneke with the three-point basket. Dort College trails 79-56. Chapman with a basketball. Goes underneath to Deager. Deager's first shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Kelsey Little comes up the floor. Kelsey Little drives in. Puts it up, and she is fouled on the play by Ingbers. And Little will go to the free throw line and will shoot two free throws. So Denneke moments ago hits a three off of the bench for Dakota Wesleyan. First free throw is good for Little. Another free throw for Denneke. This one's up and good as well. I beg your pardon, that's Little with the free throw. 20 seconds remaining in this one. Dakota Wesleyan's going to win it by 20-plus. Dort College turns it over. Pass to the wing to Abby Chapman. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. And Dakota Wesleyan will bring it up the floor slowly. Savannah Minder with it. Minder with the basketball. Crossover dribble. Retreats to the perimeter. 6 seconds left. Five now. And that's going to be your final. Dakota Wesleyan 81, Dort College 56 in Women's Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College falls to Dakota Wesleyan 81-56 tonight. Dakota Wesleyan led 33-24 at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan outscores Dort College 48-32 in the second half with a final of 81-56. The defenders dropped 6-5 this season, 2-4 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan 8-2 and 3-1. Dort College 20 of 62. From the field, that is, for 32.3%, 4 of 22 on three-pointers for 18.2%, 12 for 18 on free throws, 66.7%. For Dakota Wesleyan, they were 28 of 60 from the floor, 46.7%, 8 for 20 on threes, 40%, 17 of 25 on free throws, 68%. Dort College out-rebounded by a slight 42-41 margin. Turnovers, Dort College 14, Dakota Wesleyan 12. Dort College was led by Elise Marish with 22 points, 7 of 17 from the field, 8 of 11 on free throws. 9 points each for Danelle Bowen and Kara Van Dyke. 5 points for Jessica Jelsma, 3 for Jasmine Skelhaas, 2 for Kim Cruz, 2 for Emily Newman. For their total of 56, Michael Holst also had 4 points. I believe I said Jessica Jelsma with 5. For Dakota Wesleyan, they were topped by Katie Johnson with 16, 14 for Michaela Erickson, 12 each for Amanda Hart and Kristen Sabers. 9 points for Taylor Piper, 8 for Kim Johnson, 4 points for Celeste Beck, 3 for Lexi Jo Denneke, 2 for Kelsey Little, 1 for Erica Harold. Kara Van Dyke took down 12 rebounds in 28 minutes of play. Kayla Brookhuis had 7. Dakota Wesleyan got 12 rebounds from Katie Johnson. 6 by Kim Johnson. 5 for Amanda Hart. 4 for Michaela Erickson. 4 for Kristen Sabers. 3 each for Eric Harold and Celeste Beck. 5 assists for Kim Johnson. 3 each for Taylor Piper and Amanda Hart. And Dort College got 2 assists each from Kara Van Dyke and Kim Cruz. 1 block, Kara Van Dyke. 5 different players had 1 steal each for the Dort College defenders. 81-56 the final. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's see if we can track down some finals from women's basketball. Be back with those right after this. This is Dirk College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Dakota Wesleyan Tigers finishing up their women's basketball game here moments ago, and Coach Craig Steensma has made his way up to the Crow's Nest, and let's visit with Coach Craig Steensma. And, Coach, we knew it was going to be a tough task here on the road, a little shorthanded tonight, not much time to adjust to that shorthandedness, a lot of moving parts tonight. Dakota Wesleyan, a team that doesn't do any one thing extremely well, but they do a lot of things very good or well above average, and they were a tough task for you this evening.
Yeah, they were. You know, I thought we competed very, very well and as hard as we possibly could. I thought we rebounded really well. You know, we didn't get to the line very much. It wasn't for lack of effort. And I didn't, you know, I think we had our best game shooting, but certainly I am proud of everybody that played because they gave it everything they had and they played really hard. Now, Dakota Wesleyan is a very veteran team, and they obviously kind of knew where they wanted to go with the ball and how to try to exploit us, and they did that very well. So you got to give credit to them, too. You know, they're a very good team at home. You know, obviously, it stinks to lose. I mean, you're very disappointed to lose by double digits again. And, you know, just attitude-wise, we have to do a good job of coming, you know, coming to work tomorrow and working hard and getting better and getting one on Saturday against Hastings at home.
Elise Marish ends up with 22 points. She worked pretty hard. She got to the free throw line of Fairmont. If anybody did or was able to complete that part of the game plan, it was her, and most of it just by sheer will and forcing some action down low.
Right. Elise did a nice job attacking, and you know, obviously that was part of our game plan. Going without Jamie makes a difference for us, and you know, we're going to have to make some adjustments in what we do offensively. We relied on her quite a bit for moving the ball, worked through her, and also threw it down in the post. So we'll continue to make those adjustments tomorrow in practice as we prepare for Saturday for Hastings.
When the shots aren't falling from the outside, you can't do a whole lot about that. But what do you want your team to do when those shots aren't falling?
Well, we crashed the boards pretty hard, you know, and we got a lot of really good opportunities for offensive rebounds. And that, you know, that I thought that kept us in the game for quite a while. The counter to that is if they get it, they're going to have numbers on the break, and they were able to really push the ball, drop it inside, and, you know, and get easier baskets than they ever would if we were playing 5-on-5.
Hastings on Saturday, as you alluded to, very good team once again, and every night out it seems that we talk about a team being very good, but Saturday afternoon, an opportunity to close out the GPAC portion of the pre-Christmas schedule. That'll be a good team from Hastings coming in Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, they're a very good team, and they've been proving themselves as you know, one of the better teams in the GPAC. So, you know, we'll definitely have to be ready to go on Saturday, but it will be good to be at home, Mike, if you counted. You know, we've played very, very good teams on the road, probably six or seven ranked teams, and we've had eight road games and three home games. So, you know, it's a really tough schedule, and it's been a really tough stretch. So it'll be good to be back home on Saturday.
That's Coach Craig Steensman. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensman. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders fall by a final score of 81-56 this evening to the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Some other Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball scores. And I think we have gone final with all of them. And we have, here they are. Dakota Wesleyan over Dort, 81-56. Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan, 94-65. Morningside over Mount Marty, 79-51. As I scratch through the standings, then you've got Northwestern idle tonight, 5-0. Midland and Concordia now 5-1. Dakota Wesleyan is 3-1. Hastings is 3-2. Briarcliff is 4-3. Dort and Morningside are both 2-3. Doan is 1-5. Mount Marty is 0-5. Nebraska Wesleyan is 0-5. Play on Saturday, Hastings at Dort, Mount Marty at Concordia, Midland at Northwestern, Doan at Dakota Wesleyan, Nebraska Wesleyan is at Morningside. Let's take a quick break, and we'll jump in with the men's pregame show right after this. This is Dork College Basketball on KDCR.